Welcome back. Oil prices are now at multi-year highs after some of the world's most powerful oil producers opted against a big supply boost. Now analysts are betting crude prices could soon hit $100 a barrel. Joining me now is Toby Whittington, lead economist at Oxford Economics. Toby, good to see you. I actually want to begin with what's happening at the gas pump, where there's a little bit of sticker shock right now. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is at about $3.20. That's over a dollar more than where it was this time last year. What's at work here, and how much higher do you think we're going to see gas prices go?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's been a multitude of issues, I think, driving the current increasing gas prices. I think it started really the last winter season in the Northern Hemisphere. It was particularly a cold season that led to inventories being depleted to a far greater level than we perhaps would have liked. So we started off the year with low gas inventories, and then you add on top of that sort of a lack of production issues, certainly in Europe. So North Sea gas production in the Netherlands, in Norway, in the UK has come in well below par, and also Russia has had some issues with their pipeline supply. That's led to quite significant lack of production. And at the same time, you had demand really ramping up as the world came back from the coronavirus lockdowns and sort of the global recovery started to set the stage. So you had this demand supply mismatch. And so when you look at gas reserves, certainly in Europe, where I think it's at the most stark for this time of year, we would expect gas inventories to be around about 90% capacity. They're closer to about 75% capacity. So that is really what's driving the fear in the markets and causing prices to go as high as they are. And that's even starting, as you say, to bleed over into US markets. Obviously, the US is a major producer of natural gas, but you know, these very high levels of gas prices in Europe and in Asia are causing some bleed over into US markets where obviously there's LNG export demand, which is feeding into US prices there.
Well, Toby, some of the reasons why prices are so high that you just ticked off are not things that can sort of be fixed, quote unquote, overnight. So when do you expect we're going to see gas prices start to come down?
Well, yeah, absolutely right. I mean, it's hard to see where that extra production is going to come from. And I think a lot of countries, certainly in Europe and Asia, are facing some quite stark choices this winter. I don't expect to see any significant easing until the spring of 2022. I think in the US, I think prices, the Henry Hub price hit $6 or is just gone over $6, which is, I think, the highest since the winter of 2017, barring the short surge that we saw in February earlier this year, which was sort of very much a temporary spike. So I think in the US even prices have some way to go. I think probably the best that can be hoped for at this point, I think you'd have to say, hope for a slightly milder winter than we might have ordinarily had, certainly compared to last year. If we had another Northern Hemisphere cold winter, then I think that would really be the worst case scenario. But were temperatures not to fall so low, I think that may take some of the tail out of these high prices that we're currently seeing.
Yeah, I think the Farmers' Almanac is actually calling for quite a cold winter here in the Northeast. So not good news for those going to be hit with some big, perhaps, bills for heating their homes this winter. Do you think that natural gas prices have more of a runway, or have they peaked for the time being?
It's hard to call. I mean, I think certainly in the US, prices are in the ascent, and I think there'll be a little bit way more to go. I think the thing that's probably protecting US prices at the moment is that there's just not enough LNG infrastructure for the US to be able to export to meet the needs of Asia and Europe. You know, if were that infrastructure in place, then you would start to see a more a global gas market where there's a sort of singular price. But as things currently stand, we have regional prices. So the European price and the Asian price and the US price are quite different. I think in Europe as well and in Asia, you know, there is potential scope for prices to rise further. You know, European trading today, I think, hit over 110 euros per megawatt hour. The previous high, just for some context, was 29. So the previous daily high was 29 euros per megawatt hour. So you're truly in unprecedented territory already in Europe. And I think there's arguably scope for prices to keep on going. It really depends on you know, how far this fear premium really extends.